producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Starts with Doug Steffen's Good Day program, which features Roberta Fasanelli, who's our queen of cheap. She has her report this half hour. Ken Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, Good Day Show, and Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington.
I didn't know we were going to get a show, too.
Stories are trending at DougSteffen.com. Everything, Richie. Absolutely everything you want to know about tonight's Democratic debate, we have covered from stem to stern at DougSteffen.com. So why would we talk about it? Because they're a bunch of no name, no nothing, nobody's, other than Roberta's excited that Bernie Sanders is going to again.
Bernie!
So, Roberta.
Bernie.
Bernie's from Vermont.
Do you have your Bernie shirt yet? Roberta.
But he sounds like he's
from New York. Yeah, I have a couple of shirts.
New York. Bernie sounds like he's a New Yorker.
Yeah, he talks like a New Yorker.
He does. Yes, he does.
More than you do.
Yeah, very New Yorker.
More than I do.
So what's the number one reason you like Bernie Sanders?
I like Bernie Sanders because, number one, he takes no big corporate money whatsoever. His entire campaign has been contributed by people, and the average campaign contribution is around $35.
I was
reading. He has millions and millions of dollars, so many people are giving what they can to support this man.
There's a magazine called Town and Country.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that magazine?
Yes, I do.
Richie, you know it?
Yes.
Lots of fox hunting pictures on the front.
Yeah, a lot of it. Well, the current issue, it usually focuses on the well-to-do. And, Kenny, you know that magazine, Town and Country? Ever seen it?
I know of it.
Yeah. All right, so the current issue has the 50 most powerful families in terms of who shapes the election from a monetary point of view and also from a philosophical point of view. I found it very instructive. I read it last night, and as I was flipping through the pages, looking at people that I had either recognized or knew or wanted to know more about, I had forgotten about the fellow who ran as a Republican last time, and now his name has gone out of my mind, has a fairly large family. He was the ambassador to China.
Mm-hmm.
And I, Richie, do a Google search on the guy. It begins with an H. Huntsman. It just came back to me. Huntsman is his name. And I wonder where he is in all this. Because I thought what I remembered 4 years ago about him was that he was sort of Mitt Romney heavy. Mitt Romney and Huntsman were sort of two peas in a pod when it came to their activities, when it came to their interests, when it came to their attitudes about things. And there have been a lot of people lately who have asked about a dark horse. Is there going to be a dark horse that runs either in the Republican or Democratic primary that we're not expecting to see at this moment? Remember, Obama was nowhere and a nobody at this time 8 years ago.
Right.
Nobody knew anything about him at all. So, as they scurry around to try to find somebody, both parties that are accepted, because let's face it, Hillary is damaged goods. Bernie Sanders is not the, I like his attitude on most of the issues, frankly, but he's not going to win because he's too old. So,
but a lot of people, you know.
And he's a socialist.
He's a democratic socialist.
There's a difference. If you're a Republican socialist, you take your check and cash it. If you're a Democratic socialist, you don't cash your check. That's the difference between the two of them. All right, anyway. This guy Huntsman, I thought, was. And then you read the article. If you get a chance, you want to see the magazine, you can probably go online and find it. It was very, very, very interesting reading about some of these families. parties, and their political power that comes either from their family having loads of money, mm-hmm. or from them having been down this political street before. But if you look at them now, you realize that without a lot of money, you get no place. Zero. The only person I saw in there that was profiled that didn't really have a lot of money, and he has plenty because his wife has a beer distributorship in Phoenix, was John McCain. Other than that, there was every single person on that list of 50 had lots of dough, and they were using it, hopefully, to the advantage of people that would look for someone who was a good candidate.
But look at Obama. Obama came out of nowhere.
He did, and he had no money.
Mm-hmm. No money.
Yep.
And it was all grassroots.
Yep, right. But there's got to have been money. There's money somewhere sneaking around in there someplace.
No, I mean, once you get to a certain level, the money just comes. It's just there.
Yeah.
But he had to get to that point.
Well, after the Republican debate, look at how much more money Marco Rubio got last time around.
Yeah.
So who will be the beneficiary of that tonight? Sanders doesn't want the money. Hillary will take it, whatever she can get. And then there's O'Malley.
Well, Sanders, he doesn't want corporate money.
No, but he wants everybody else's money.
But he might. I think Bernie's going to pick up a lot of support tonight after the debates. Yes, because he is a seasoned debater, and if you watch his body language, he has his body language down pat.
So how does he handle Hillary, who's his friend? Close to a friend. How do you handle it?
The way he does it, he doesn't attack the person, which is very different from most debates nowadays in the political
forum.
It's all
about people.
Yeah, he doesn't attack the person.
Yeah, but this
he
isn't
talks
a real
about
debate.
Their ideals.
No, it isn't. You're right. It isn't. Mm-hmm. It's not a real debate.
This is true. It's not a real debate in the dictionary definition of a debate. No, it's not a debate.
I was a debater in college. This is nothing like what we used to do in college.
No, hardly.
Nothing like it. All right. We have 13 past the hour. Let's congratulate the people who have helped one of the many families affected by the South Carolina floods last week. I'm just looking, as I do once a week, I sort of scout the GoFundMe crowd to see what's going on there. This is a crowd fund that's a nonprofit, helps people. And last week, a family named Dupre, D-U-P-R-E-E-S, who had one of the most compelling stories in the floods. Their house was washed away, literally. So a friend created a campaign to help them rebuild after all the rain and water destroyed completely. I'm not talking about a little. The house went down the river. So they've raised $44,000 now. 263 people in the last couple of days have contributed $44,000 to support them, to help them, because they don't have enough insurance to rebuild their house. This is one of those things. This is so rare. People say, you shouldn't go back and build houses in those places that are dangerous.
No,
like they have floods every week there or every year. The people who ought not to be funded to build homes again are the ones that are on the coast that get washed away every 10 years. You had a house on a cliff on Long Island. Do you ever really get seriously worried about damage there? Big storm?
When Sandy came, it was funny. When Sandy came, we had some wind damage. Remember, we were outside at the height of the hurricane with our screw gun trying to put some siding back onto the house that was starting to rip off.
Beautiful.
But I remember people asked me, did you get flooded from Sandy? I said, we're 330 feet up. If we got flooded, it's a much bigger problem. Much bigger problem.
Yeah. 14 past the hour. Roberta Fasnelli, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Doug Steffen, all of us. Are you on Super Beach, Roberta? I forgot whether we put you on Super Beach.
You haven't sent me any. I keep asking you.
God,
I keep emailing you. Will you send me some? Nobody sent me anything.
Can you handle that, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, let's take care of that.
Hold on a second. Roberta is whining about being the only one not to have Super Beach. Please shut her up.
Yeah, thank you.
Got it done.
All right, good. Thanks. Nitric oxide levels are very important. If you have high blood pressure, you need to get that blood pressure down and opening up your arteries and veins so that by definition, if you understand simple physics, make the pipeline bigger and it brings the pressure down, right? So the pipeline in your body are your arteries. That's how the blood flows to your brain, to your muscles, to all of your organs. And without a wide open pipe, you're going to have a problem. And if you're working hard, your blood pressure is going to feel or sense or relate to the fact that the pipes aren't open wide enough. Maybe there's a restriction. You could have a problem in your heart or someplace else with a plaque. That becomes a problem, too. So let's open things up. Let's get to the bottom line. This is primary support for your heart and your and everything else in your body. High blood pressure, relieve the problem by using Neo 40, which is a capsule that's made of beets, super beets. And you'll put it in your mouth. Tongue will work it for 40, 50 seconds, melt in your mouth, absorbs right into your system. Bingo. You've got your nitric oxide levels up and your blood pressure down and energy galore. That's why I start with it every single day. You can use Super Beats later during the day. If you're smart enough to be working out, get that pump up by getting more blood to your muscles and, as I say, to your brain. Everything in your body deserves the support that it can get from having more blood. And that's what you get with Super Beats. That's what the beets are all about. They have this wonderful effect on nitric oxide. It's natural. There's no additives. Simple. You're going to really love it. And you'll be telling other people how confident you are by using it as well. Here's how you get the special deal. 800-655-4183. The special offer is buy two boxes of Neo 40. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats, the book on nitric oxide, the saliva testing strips, and free shipping. What a great combination. Neo 40 Super Beats together at 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. Don't forget, new black cherry flavor that's yum, yum, yum in Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
At TIAA Craft, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hey neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
All right, let's, by the way, put to rest the comments from yesterday. Somebody was complaining on Facebook that Roberta's information wasn't there. Well, they were going to an old, I don't even know how they found the old Queen of Cheap box, Kenny, because these things were all posted to the Better Living box at DougStevin.com. Where the heck did they find an old Queen of Cheap box on the website?
Maybe I don't Google. Know. Maybe they Googled it, got an old link, maybe? Could that be the possibility?
Or maybe they had bookmarked it on their computer.
All right, what do we have for today that's important, Roberski?
Lots of craft stuff. Lots and lots and lots of craft stuff. All the craft stores right now have huge discounts going on. And the thing to remember that if you have a coupon or you have some sort of discount from one craft store, there's a very good chance if you go into a competitor, they will honor that same coupon. Mm. So if you go to Michael's, you can either go online to the Michael's website, or you can even go on your smartphone and bring up an app for Michael's, or just go into your internet searches on your smartphone, and you can pull up the coupon on your smartphone, and they will accept the phone coupons as well. So you don't even have to take the paper with you in the store. Just take your phone. When you cash out at the cashier, just show them your phone, and bingo. You can get 50% off one regular priced item, or 30% off some other purchases, 40% off some other purchases, stickers 40% off, custom framing. This is the greatest deal at Michael's. 60% off plus an extra 20% off. Hancock has a lot of coupons for 40% off, 50% off. Joanne Fabrics 60% off, and Hobby Lobby 40% off. Go check them out.
Light them at the Better Living box, please. Go to the Better Living box at DougStevin.com. 21 past the hour on Good Day. We'll be right back.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Care a lot about. I saw them on stage in February in Las Vegas, and I thought the two of them were charming. They were warm. They were friendly, engaged, even though they'd done this act. How many times? They've been there for 3 years, so what's that? 1,000 times they've done this act. I'm sure they change it up from time to time. But it was fresh, appealing. The age of the audience was broader than I thought it was going to be, Richie. I had a good time, Frank. I had a wonderful time.
Here's when she was on the show.
Anything going on in the family, the Osmond family, that we didn't know about that caused you or any of the members of the family to be sort of off the mark, if you know what I mean?
Are you saying we're dysfunctional? You know what? I think everybody is dysfunctional in some way or another. You know, I mean, we all know that you are.
Screw you, honey. Well, there's one thing I can't stand is a queen without a sense of humor.
She's cute. All right, so Marie Osmond's birthday is today. She is 56 years old. Very good. Two of them sing Christmas songs. First radio station on the air yesterday with Christmas music. You know?
I figure I'm going to start breaking out once a week now, so you're not in shock.
Right.
When it goes on Christmas outside.
Kenny, when is your Christmas website going to be up?
November 1st.
All right. Working on it. A couple of weeks away. Can you
That's okay. At least Halloween's over.
Yeah, after that. Yeah.
I mean, I walked into Dollar Tree the other day, and half the store was Christmas. I'm going, what?
Let me get out of here.
Like, no.
Let me out of here. Hey, this is my favorite Marie Osmond song.
Really?
This song?
You admit that in public?
Yeah, I would.
Wow.
I mean, why? Why shouldn't I admit it in public?
You're
I like
man,
this song.
Doug Steffen.
Why? I think this is an okay song.
Yeah.
I like this song.
Yeah.
I have no question about my manhood, Richard. And neither does anybody who's important to me. So why do I worry about what people think because I like Marie Osmond?
Wow.
We were playing some tunes coming back. I had the...
Would you sing this loud with your windows down on a nice summer?
Paper Roses?
Yeah, right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Street,
oh, absolutely. Yep.
Copy your lungs. Yep. Bring it out.
Paps. Roses.
I want to see that.
All right, give me something else to sing, too. Next song in my concert with Marie Osmond in the background. She's responsible for our thought of the day today. No, I wouldn't say that. Right. So the thought for the day today comes from Marie Osmond. She said, you can do everything you can. Wait a minute, let's try this again. You can do everything you can to try to stop bad things from happening to you, but eventually things will happen. So the best prevention is a positive attitude. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Understand that you are motivated by goals. You got to know that these two kids and all the people who are in the Osmond family, but mostly these two, I say kids, they aren't kids now, in their 50s. But the reason that they were successful, and you could tell it. Richie had a conversation off the air with Donnie Osmond. It was like no other conversation he's ever had with anybody that we had booked. Somehow or other, he screwed it up. He missed the date. I mean, he called Richie and said, geez, I'm sorry.
He got the
Donnie Osmond, not his handler. Donnie Osmond called up.
Yeah, he had gotten the time zones wrong and missed the interview.
Right.
And, you know, and usually when that happens, you will get an email from their publicist saying, hey, Donna got the times wrong. Can we rebook it? Thanks a lot. Blah, blah, blah. Right. No, I mean, he called directly, and this never happens. Yeah. And he was just the nicest guy. And we've talked to him about half a dozen.
I enjoy having him. Good
just
entertainer.
A nice, nice, real.
Real person.
I don't like him because of his music. His music is fine. It's great, whatever it is. He's just a sincerely nice
good for
person.
Him. He's successful because he understood what the goal was. The goal is to be your best, to be your best self. And only you can determine whether or not you are your best self. So be your best self today. Perhaps that's something to think about as well. 28 after on Good Day.
In the news, Mercer, the NFL, and your health. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. First off, what is Mercer? Medicine-resistant Staph aureus is a bacteria that just doesn't respond to simple antibiotics. When NFL tight end Daniel Fells injured his foot, he also became affected with Mercer. Sadly, he's now in ICU and in danger of losing his foot from the infection. Here's the thing. Mercer was rare, now it's common. It spreads through skin-to-skin contact to cuts and abrasions and the stuff we touch and use every day. DCOC advice, your best defense, washing your hands using hot water for at least 15 seconds and drying them thoroughly. Never touch other people's wounds or bandages. Personal items are personal, so no sharing towels, razors, and especially athletic equipment. Always shower after sports or working out and wash gym clothes after each and every single use. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Hey neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
In this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, an important contest to test your mind. If you have been doing Sudoku, is that how you pronounce it? Crossword puzzles. Yeah. If you're challenging your brain to make sure it doesn't go to sleep, I have the perfect question for you. Coming up here on Good Day with Roberta Fasanelli, Kenny Kessler monitoring social media, which he's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Yesterday, there's something off in this whole scenario, trying to figure it out. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, R-E-Z-A-I-A-N, we were talking about him, was convicted in Iran. The problem is Iran won't release any details about how he was convicted, what the conviction is. I don't know that that's a shocker, given the source. Anyway, he was arrested, I think it was about a year, charged with things like spying for the United States. He and the Washington Post say that's not true, although, you know, I would, me and my conspiratorial mind, a good story is a good story. The one of the themes of Madam Secretary since the new season began was that her husband, who's her boyfriend in real life, her husband in the television show is working at the War College. He's a professor, and he's trying to convert students who are from Russia to becoming spies. So this guy, I think it's absolutely, positively possible that this guy could have been a spy. I think there are a lot of people in the media I think people in education, people in business, listen, don't fool yourself. The CIA has its tentacles in everything. Mm-hmm. They got people that are all over.
Let me tell you about a friend of mine who they tried to recruit him.
Yeah,
I
don't know who did.
But yeah, the one I do have.
Yeah, who?
The CIA.
Really?
And they basically, when he was in college, he went to Italy, and he speaks three languages, and very intelligent guy, and they wanted him to come work for them, and basically, they said all work that you would do would be outside of you, so you'd have to do your regular daily life.
Right. That's and how they mask all
you'd
the
have to do your guys. Work for us.
Yeah, right.
Ha.
Yeah, there's plenty of that stuff going on.
He said it was good money, but he passed it up.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the reason that this person was tried and convicted is the Iranians are trying to come up with enough people who are American citizens trying to grab them, convict them of something so they can trade them back for Iranians that we're holding. Right? Prisoner swap. That's what this is all about. And there's no heavy lifting involved right. figuring that out either.
It's the only reason the North Koreans or the Iranians or
any of
these guys do this kind right. of stuff is because they want something and now they have a little leverage.
Yep, right, exactly. All right, here we have these two big deals we were talking about. I don't know if they need any more time. Dell buys EMC for $67 billion, and Anheuser-Busch, or whatever that company's name is, buys Miller Lite for $104
billion. InBev.
Ay, 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 all this cash. Roberta, how much cash? Can you loan me a couple of bucks?
Tough. Yeah, right. Cash? What's cash?
Cash. Cash is
cash. What is cash?
A study of 400 8th and 11th graders has found that many teenage texters have a lot in common with compulsive gamblers.
Ah.
Including losing sleep because of texting. Some of these kids are up half of the night.
Right.
They leave their iPhones on. They go there, beep, beep, boop, boop.
They put it under their pillows. I've seen the kids put it under their pillows.
Parents, where are you? Take the phone away from your children so it doesn't ruin their lives.
It's
For God's
addictive.
Sake, they're on them all the time. In the daytime, take them away from them at night.
As the father of an 11-year-old boy, this is right up, boom, Main Street for us.
Yeah.
And we have some friends, and we've all been talking, just kind of discussing how we manage their screen time. Because you've got to give them screen time. It's good for them to an extent. To an extent.
How's it good
okay.
for
them? You know what?
I didn't need it. Look at me. I grew up to be normal.
You were. Yeah. Case in point.
Define normal.
So what we've decided to do, and we're all doing this, is we've taken all of the remote controls for any device. So they can't work the device without the remote control, right?
Yeah.
Or the game remote.
Mm-hmm.
And we put them away, lock them up in a lockbox. Thank you, Al Gore. Mm-hmm. And they have to check it out like a library.
Huh.
And they get their allotted amount each day to be able to do any screen time that they want, but you have to come to us, check it out, use it for your allotted time. In our house, it's an hour a day, and then you give it back, and it goes back into the lockbox, just the remote.
Hmm.
And it's working so far. We'll see how it goes.
That sounds like a good idea. Kenny, you know, I didn't go to you when I was talking to Roberta about why she liked Bernie Sanders. I'm guessing you think he's A-OK, too. Would he be your choice if you were voting in a Democratic primary today?
I don't know that I have a choice. My problem with Bernie is a problem I have with many of the candidates, especially on the right, is that he has a job right now.
He's supposed to
be a senator.
Yeah.
But and there are so many senators and congressmen who aren't doing their jobs, who are running around the country trying to get a different job.
Good thought, screwing the taxpayer.
Yeah.
Interested in themselves only. Yeah, that's a very good thought. Thank you for reminding us of that.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to vote for anybody then, except for Trump.
Good. Vote for Trump. Shake things up.
Use that rule.
Right.
Well, Hillary doesn't. Hillary's not.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary's
I think I'm voting for her.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Carly Fiorina. All right. Here's some preliminary data from Mexico today. I don't know whether you've been reading the Michael Bloomberg playbook or not. Mexico has introduced a tax on soda pop. And the tax on soda, tonic, whatever you call it, has resulted in a huge drop in the sale of drinks, particularly those sweetened with real sugar. low-income consumers are off. Isn't this interesting? See, we only think of the Mexicans as people that are flocking across our borders to come and work here illegally, or drug dealers. We don't think about what's really going on in Mexico. Interesting place. Who would have thought that they would put a tax on soda there? But they have. Haven't figured out what the long-term effects are, because it's new. Advocates say it could translate into Mexicans who come over the border to the United States being healthier.
So they can run faster and farther.
Oh, my God. Okay, you ready for the quiz?
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm a little late. I was going to make this a 2020 news quiz, but it kind of is newsy. All right, everybody ready for this? 888-302-3684. Here's the question. What do you get if you divide the circumference of a jack-o'-lantern by its diameter? What do you get if you divide the circumference of a jack-o'-lantern by its diameter? I'm not talking about Bill Bailey's waist.
I was told there would be no math.
Well, sorry. From Richie. I mean, Kenny. What do you get if you divide the circumference of a jack-o'-lantern?
This is a trick question somehow.
Oh, come on, Rich. Why do you think that's the case?
It's got a pun or something.
What do you get if you divide the circumference of a jack-o'-lantern by its diameter? 888-302-3684. All right? One more time, I'll repeat it. And you charge to the phone. What do you get if you divide the circumference of a jack-o'-lantern by its diameter? 888-302-3684. And we're going to get the answer to this, which may be the most important thing that we've done all day long today. There's an outcry in Connecticut on canceled Halloween parades. We'll figure out what they've done there in a moment. This is Good Day at 42 past the hour.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Fall and winter can mean severe weather like late season hurricanes, blizzards, and ice storms. To protect your home and family, it's crucial to prepare before a storm hits. Lieutenant General Russell Honoré led the recovery efforts after Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago and has tips on how to keep your family safe.
After a storm, it can take days for first responders to clear their way to you. So create an emergency plan and have plenty of food and water on hand.
It's also important to stay warm and stay in touch.
Lengthy power outages can cause significant disruptions to daily life and could result in costly damage to your home. I recommend an automatic standby generator from Kohler, which automatically turns on, power everything in your home, from furnace to your fridge, lights and computers.
If you have to evacuate, have a plan in place. Where will you go? How will you get in touch? And if you're forced to stay home until help reaches you?
Identify a safe place in your home to shelter and put together an emergency kit with a flashlight, batteries, medicine, cash, heavy clothes, and non-perishable food and water.
More at KohlerGenerators.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Coming up on 45 past the hour, actually 44 and change, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, Jennifer. Not here. I do that. It's out of habit. I do Jennifer. You know, I put Jennifer and Roberta together. And later in the week, Jory Brown is going to join us. So, although I don't think you here, what, are you here all this week,
Roberta? Yes, I am.
You are. Ah, yeah. Perfect. The two of them.
Oh, I love being on with Jory.
I know.
Jory is, two of them have a great time.
What do you get if you divide the circumference of a jack-o'-lantern by its diameter? Richie was groaning when he saw some of the answers that were coming and then realized, here's Josh in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hi, Josh.
Hi there, Doug. How are you doing this morning?
Well, thank you for asking. You have a smile on your face. How are you doing?
Same here.
Good for you. Nothing wrong with that.
Have a great day.
All right. So what do you get if you divide the circumference of a jack-o'-lantern by its diameter?
I would say it's got to be a pumpkin pie.
All right. How do you spell pie?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
How do you spell pie?
P-I in this case.
That's right. Very good.
Pumpkin pie. Wow.
Pumpkin pie.
Got it on both ones.
All right, Josh, tell us something about you.
Well, I just went through my Costco yesterday, and there were pumpkin corn snacks, there were pumpkin almonds, there were pumpkin candles.
Yeah, pumpkin.
And I couldn't be happier about it.
Well, remember we
Josh,
said...
did you pick up any of the pumpkin beer?
Pumpkin beer.
Right.
He's in Utah. He ain't got to drink any beer. They don't drink beer in Utah, do they, Josh?
They do.
Huh?
We have some of the best beer in the country out here, Doug.
Really? I thought that was outlawed by the Mormons. You couldn't drink.
I'd be happy to buy one for you if you're ever in town.
Yeah, you'd be wasting your money because I don't drink beer. But you could buy me a hot tea or something if I'm in town. I'll be in town.
He's a cheap date.
I'll be in town. I'm going to come see Jack Stockwell probably toward the end of it. Maybe around Christmas time. So let's go. We'll have a little dinner and we'll have some tea. How's that for a deal?
I'm looking forward to it.
Make him pay, Josh.
Of course I'll pay.
I love listening to your show. Thank you so much.
We're happy to have you there, Josh. Thank you very much. Hold on a second. All right, so that takes care of that. Pumpkin pie, get it?
You're very cute. You're very
so
cute.
We were traveling over the weekend, and I had said to Meredith on a number of occasions, but she heard me talking about it here as well, that there is a shortage of pumpkins this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be severe by the time we get to Halloween. And because of the drought and other things that El Nino is affecting, the drought has caused, pumpkins are mostly all water, as you know. Squash is water. Most things, cucumbers, those sorts of things, eggplant, they're all water, mostly water. So, without a lot of water. So the contest was pretty surprising. The national winner for the largest pumpkin grown ever went to somebody who grew a pumpkin that weighed 2,400 and some pounds. You
wow.
see that? Yesterday?
That's
I grew one pump. Once. Tommy Hansen, who's my farmer buddy here, and I had a contest 10, 12 years ago. Richie, I think I was here when we had a contest.
Yep.
Pumpkin weighed 1,400 pounds, 1,400 and some pounds. His was only 1,300. And he said, I cheated because I took cow manure and put it around the base of the plant every day.
How many seasons does it take to get
cheating.
Up to that big?
Well, you got to plant it as soon as the frost is gone and keep watering it and putting fertilizer, whatever you have to do.
So that's
and
one
just
season.
Now. Yeah, it's a year.
That's one season,
It's a, those pumpkins are annuals. They, like everything else you grow in the garden, the first frost, goodbye.
How does one pumpkin weigh 5 pounds and another one weigh
it's a type of pumpkin. 20
feet.
Well,
why do some people have size 12 feet and other people have size 9 feet? Same thing. It's all in the genes, Richie. It's the DNA. The pumpkin. You didn't know that, but that's the truth.
There's different strains of pumpkins. Some are mini pumpkins, and some are gigantic pumpkins.
A story at DougSteffen.com today about a Connecticut City school system canceling Halloween costume parades.
Oh?
They have reversed their decision because parents were outraged. Dateline Milford, Connecticut. Superintendent of Schools Elizabeth Fresher wrote a letter to parents yesterday over the parade. She said that the controversy is becoming a distraction. She said the goal in canceling the parade had been to create a substitute Halloween celebration for families that would be inclusive of all children, including those who might not take part in the parades for religious or cultural reasons. What? What religion is against Halloween? It's a pagan holiday, so maybe all religions ought to be. The Christians never got around
like
to stealing
worship
it.
Or
oh, come on.
No.
But you know what? Grow a backbone. Get a spine.
Get lost.
It's a costume party. Honestly.
We see this in radio a lot when we might say something and people will call up and go, and you see the difference between somebody who knows how to handle a situation and somebody who doesn't know how to handle a situation.
Yeah.
Where they just cave and go, oh,
I don't want to offend anybody.
I don't want to deal with these three people that disagree with the masses. Get so let's lost. Just cave.
Dick Van Dyke in the news today. He's taking steps to save his childhood home in Danville, Illinois. W-S-O-Y. No, that's W-D-A-N. S-O-Y belongs to the same company, but it's in Decatur. D-A-N is in Danville on those stations. News stories about the threat to the home reached Dick Van Dyke. He announced over the weekend his home will be restored as headquarters for a new foundation to provide scholarships for young performers. The Dick Van Dyke Foundation, establishing a museum there where he and his brother Jerry lived up until they were in high school, apparently. They were, I think they started off in Missouri and moved over to Danville, to Decatur. No, Danville. He learned of the dilapidated state of the home and is being very good about fixing it up. 51 after.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
See this face? Mm-hmm. This is the face of a woman on the edge, girl.
I know, my wife's got the same face.
You have to make a decision. Do you want to work here or do you want to live?
I quit.
That's Whoopi, right?
That's Whoopi.
Hard to miss that smoke-choked voice of hers. Whoopi Goldberg, whose real name is something like Samantha Jones. I know it's shocking for you to understand Whoopi Goldberg's not a real name.
What?
I know. Sorry, Kenny. Oh, what's up? This is Aretha. That's her real name. Jumpin' Jack Flash with Keith Richards from that movie, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Real name, by the way, Doug.
What's that, Richie?
Karen Elaine Jot Johnson.
Okay, I knew it. Yeah, thank you. I couldn't remember her name. I knew it was something like that. Thank you for that. Number one movie this week in 1986 was this one, Jumpin' Jack Flash. What else you got?
This is
face.
Well, that's the same one. Hold on.
Did you deliver a message to the British consulate? Do you think they can let me in the door, ma'am? Where's the message? Dogs barking can't fly without umbrella.
Okay.
What? You want a quarter? Kiss my ass. Find me in New York for this quarter.
Kiss my sweet petunia. Alright, so that's good. Little movie music. So we get started with movie moments. Chuck Curry has movie news. Maybe an update since yesterday was kind of a holiday. Maybe there's an update on some of the numbers. So you can give us the numbers as you read them for the successful box office totals for the weekend and other things that are going on of interest and importance from the world of DVDs, videos, movies. Chuck is our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. He'll be back in a moment with all that information. It's a power-packed movie moments here on Good Day.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8, 7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the Battle Rounds on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Oh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Chuck Curry on the Good Day program with an overview of what happened this past weekend, plus some intriguing movie news. What's cooking? You have the latest on Randy Quaid and his beard, right?
He looks good.
yeah, he looks great.
Maybe he can play one of the aliens in Independence Day 2.
There we go.
His character was killed off in the original. They could find a way to put him. Hey, he'd be quite believable.
Yeah, the look he's got on now, you're right about that.
He's a pretty scary dude.
Oh, man, is he scary looking. All right, what else?
I was going to say, the Martian, number one at the box office for the second straight week. Yeah. It's on pace to do about $200 million in the United States. I just want to talk to you briefly. I got a chance to see The Intern over the weekend with Anne Hathaway and Robert De Niro. I know you liked it a lot. I thought it was somewhat sappy, but I did like it. But this is what I want to say. Have you ever seen Robert De Niro that likable playing a character on the I never did.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
Honestly, I enjoyed the heck out of watching him for 2 hours play that character.
Yep.
He really was that
likable. Do you think that's the real him? What's the real Robert De Niro like?
Well, when he gets interviewed on a television show, he's an absolutely awful interview. Yeah. Awkward.
Well, he doesn't want to talk.
Uninteresting. Yeah. One word every 4 seconds. You know, he's not a good interview. So, you know, he's an interesting person, but he's a phenomenal actor.
I remember seeing him once with his wife coming out of a hotel where I was staying in Honolulu, and I was surprised how short he was. And how he didn't want people.
That's the way it always is with those guys.
Yeah.
They're all like 5'0".
Yeah, and he didn't want people, you know, he had a big, thick glasses.
Like I think Stallone's like 5'8". They put him on stilts.
Yeah, right, yeah. No, Kiefer Sutherland's at 5'6" or something, yeah.
A couple bits of movie news. MGM's Roadhouse remake, that's the movie Patrick Swayze made in 1989, is moving forward. MMA fighter Ronda Rousey will star in the film. It's got a director, Nick Cassavetes.
Love her.
Who directed this popular movie, The Notebook, is attached now to direct.
That's right, they're putting Gina Carano in. She's more likable than what's her
Ronda Rousey.
Maybe. Who are they going to get to play the mentor role of...
Good question.
Still get Sam Shepard. He'd still be good.
Yeah.
Sam Shepard's in some art house flick that's out around now that looked like it would be pretty. I can't remember the name of the movie. So I'm going to ask you for research for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you in my dreams.
Thank you very much. All right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.